In the assembly race in Lower Manhattan, Democrat Alice Cancel won the seat held by former Speaker Sheldon Silver. Silver is awaiting sentencing on multiple corruption convictions. Cancel, who was chosen for the seat with the help of Silver's former top aide and a Democratic club close to the former Speaker, beat Working Families Party candidate and legislative staffer Yulene Neo, Republican Lester Chang, and Green Party candidate Dennis Levy. In the Senate contest to fill the seat vacated by former Senate leader Dean Skelos, who's also facing a prison term along with his son for corruption, the Democrat Todd Kominski is ahead by 1 percentage point. Kominski has declared victory, but Republican candidate Chris McGrath says the race is too close yet to call. He's asked for a hand count of the paper ballots.
We expected this to be close. It is going to be too close to call tonight. And hopefully when everything is counted, we're going to prevail.
Kominski, an assemblyman and former prosecutor who helped put former Senate leader Pedro Espada behind bars, says if he'd had more time to campaign, his margin of victory might have been higher.
My assembly district is a third of the area. A lot of people I don't know, a lot of places I don't know, and there's only so much time, especially while you're in session in Albany, to get everywhere.
If Kominski's lead holds, Democrats will gain the numerical majority in the Senate, but not necessarily take control of the chamber from the Republicans. That's because one Democrat, Senator Simcha Felder of Brooklyn, caucuses with the GOP. He's not expected to switch allegiance anytime soon. Five other Democrats are members of the Independent Democratic Conference. The IDC has in the past formed a joint ruling coalition with the Republicans, leaving the regular Democrats out of power. Current GOP Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan downplayed the significance of the potential power struggle between the parties, saying the race was all about local issues.
I think this is more about the residents of Long Island and the future of Long Island and the well-being of the state of New York. It's not about any one person in particular. Certainly, we're very proud to have Chris as a standard bearer for the party. He's done an excellent job. And it's more about what does this mean for things like school aid, environmental funding, transportation funding, funding for healthcare and all kinds of things like that. So I think that's what is the most important thing.
McGrath, during the campaign, said electing Democrat Kominski would result in New York City interests in school aid and other areas overriding Long Island's concerns. And even before the Senate race is officially settled, there's already action to begin the next round of voting. In Sheldon Silver's old district, a past challenger to the former Speaker, Paul Newell, has already said he intends to challenge winner Alice Cancel in a September primary. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.